Hello and welcome back. I'm so thrilled you're here to join me today on a topic that I find very interesting, but I'm going to mention the name and say, please stay with me. I know you're so creative that this is not really a topic that's top of your list, but if you want a successful salon, please bear with me. And I'll try as much as possible to take the pain out of it all for you. Today, I'm going to talk about the topic of quality control. And this is really a key to your business being successful. So notebooks and pens at the ready, if possible, and let's get cracking. So the topic is assuring the quality of your services. We have a Gucci family slogan. We all know how popular and successful the Gucci business is. Quality is remembered long after the price is forgotten. So what is quality in the salon? Quality is the minimum level of service that a business chooses to provide in order to satisfy its target clientele. At the same time, it is the degree of consistency the business can maintain in providing the predetermined level of service. Offer the highest salon customer service to make it your salon's competitive advantage. Everybody in the business has to believe their livelihood is based on the quality of the product or service they provide and be really proud of it. The manager or owner must be absolutely intolerant of any shortcuts, or staff at every level will think and say, well, if the boss doesn't give a damn, they should. Ask yourself, do you know what's happening behind your treatment room doors or at your workstations in your hair salon? Are you continually upgrading your client experiences? Are you getting a high enough yield of return business? Are your clients sending you hot referrals? Is your average client spend increasing? Do your clients feel they are getting value for money? And can you be assured that you are meeting the ever-increasing demands for your clients? If your answers are all yes, well done. You have a very high standard of quality control in your business. If you have answered no, or you're not sure to some of the questions, then it is time to investigate the quality of your services. Client satisfaction is the end result of good salon customer service. So how do you know if your clients are happy? The simple answer is you ask them. Client surveys are an excellent way to define how satisfied your clients are with the quality of your services. Using salon customer feedback by finding out usable information from your clients, you will be able to recognize shortfalls in the way that clients are being served, allowing you to foresee any problems. The survey is given to clients and asks questions relating to the service they have received. It should ask for a rating of the services so you know how satisfied or dissatisfied they were. The rating should also denote what section of the service may have let them down. And this is a fantastic way to sort out areas of your quality control and salon customer service that needs revising, training and upgrading. Remember, only the customer and the customer alone will pay your costs and provide your profits. Without customers, there is no business. So make it your business to keep them happy. Now, if you're looking for a sample for a customer feedback form, please buy my book, 30 Days to Beauty Business Success. There's further details in there and samples of customer survey reports that you can just copy and use, so you don't have to start developing them from scratch. So moving on, what's your standard operating procedure? Good procedures and work instructions provide a way to communicate and apply consistent standards and practices within your salon business. Good procedures save time and reduce mistakes. They reduce training costs. They ensure consistent results and empower your team. They support quality goals and enable you to delegate more effectively. Bad procedures cause errors, increase training costs, waste time and reduce the quality of the services. So I want to emphasize here, I'm not actually talking about the technical work here. I'm talking about your customer service and your quality standards of the entire experience. The important task of writing salon policies and procedures rarely gets the respect it deserves. Most business owners recognise the need for having standard operation procedures, commonly called SOP documents, but rarely have the time to develop such lengthy documentation. But it is worth the investment. However, good procedures and work instructions provide a way to communicate and apply consistent standards and practices within your salon business. An SOP manual is one of the most useful systems to streamline your salon business, because the manual lists all the tasks that are essential for your business success, how to do these tasks, and who is responsible for all the tasks listed. Your productivity improves, and as a small business owner, you need to be highly productive to succeed. The five main benefits of a standard operation procedure manual are: number one, reduce training time for new staff members. When a new therapist or stylist is new on the job, your well-written SOP will be a lifeline to them to be able to know how everything works in your business. Number two, it ensures business continuity. When one of your key players is absent, the salon doesn't have to come to a standstill. By simply referring to the SOP, a new person can take over a column confidently and correctly. Number three, it helps you to standardize processes. The SOP manual makes it easy to find out what compliance policies and procedures are in place to handle repetitive salon tasks. Number four, delegating tasks becomes simpler. You can stop micromanaging as it is clear who is responsible for what. Number five, ensure that your clients are getting the best possible customer experience within your business. Because there will be a standard way of dealing with client queries, refunds, promotions, services, retail sales, etc., you can make sure that each client is treated fairly and equally, enhancing their business with you. You will be provided the best possible customer service journey. The Standard Operation Procedure, SOP manual, is a living, live document, which is subject to updating and change. It is therefore useful to have in both hard copy and in electronic format. If you need to put together a clear and straightforward SOP manual compiled in simple language and to set standards and convey practical information. If this is something you're of interest to you, please bear with me. When we come to the end of this 14-day podcast series, then maybe that's the next thing we will work on together. So if you want to do this, just work with me, and when we get through the podcast, I will show you how to do it. Your business will seriously thank you for it. And it's something that we rarely get time to put together, but once you do, it becomes your Bible. So bear with me on this one, and we will come back to it. And before we get there, there's other things to put in place, first of all. So we'll just move on for the moment, bearing in mind that we will come back to a plan for your operations manual. Next, I want to have a look at what is your hair or beauty salon competitive advantage. And I mentioned this on day one, but we will just keep coming back to these important things. Ever wondered how to make your hair or beauty salon stand out from the crowd? And maybe it's time to think about what makes you and your business unique. Salon owners and business professionals spend more time focusing on their local competition, sometimes, than on their own salons. And I'm going to say stop. Just stop. Focus on your own business and be the best. By providing the best products and treatments with outstanding salon customer service. For any business to get a competitive advantage, they need to have a unique selling point or USP, or unique selling proposition that makes their business stand out from their competitors. So, 7 steps for a unique selling point. Number one, utilize your biggest benefit, maximize it, and communicate it to your clients. If, for example, you feel your aftercare service is your unique selling point for your business, tell your clients this and hope they will recommend your business to their colleagues and to their friends. Number two, providing reasons that make your hair or beauty salon unique creates a sense of urgency and desire for your clients to visit. Number three, find a gap in your local market and fill it. Number four, Be specific about your unique selling point. As a salon and business owner, you need to offer proof on any claim you make about your business. Number five, be sure your unique selling point is precise and to the point. Every word needs to have meaning. Number six, integrate your beauty USP in your beauty business USP into all your salon marketing advertising, for example, social media, business cards, brochures, and every other advertising tool that you use. And number seven, deliver on your unique selling point. Always, as I said, under promise and over deliver. Again, I work on site with teams, and if this is something you would ever like me to work on with you, then obviously all you have to do is just get in touch and we'll organise how to do that. The next topic I want to talk about in terms of your quality control is how to deal with those dreaded genuine customer complaints. Even in the best run salons and spas, accidents happen. Treatments go wrong. Do you have your team trained and systems in place to effectively deal with that dreaded, and I'm saying genuine, complaint? I am not talking here about the client who is running from salon to salon hoping to get things for free everywhere. I'm talking about when something genuinely goes wrong. Do you want a client who has a genuine complaint to become a long-term lifetime client? Or do you want that to be the ruination of your business and, unfortunately, your career? Every salon business has to deal with situations in which things go wrong from a client's point of view. How you handle it shows the importance you give to good salon customer service and appreciation. How you respond to it is the difference between having your reputation damaged or retaining that client for life, adding to the bottom line of your business. And it's always about the bottom line. Complaints must be handled courteously, sympathetically, and swiftly. Make sure that your salon has an established procedure for dealing with client complaints and that it is known to all your staff, receptionists, therapists, stylists, juniors, part-timers, basically everybody who is in contact with your precious clients, and include it in your salon customer service policies. Tactics to deal with customer complaints. Empathy. Understand that before you contact the complaining client, you can't win. Complaints are really just degrees of losing. Put yourself in the client's shoes so that you can get a better understanding from their perspective. Reassure them that you care, you understand, and that you are listening to them by allowing them to explain the situation. Respect. Staying calm sends a message that you have respect for them. And that can be difficult to do. This when you have an angry client sometimes yelling at you. Remember, their anger is not about you. They are upset about the situation and they are taking it out on you. Apologize. Offering an apology, regardless of how you feel or what you can do about the situation, will alleviate some of the stress that the client is feeling. Now, you apologize about how they are feeling, not about what happened, because you have to investigate the matter. Take responsibility. If the mistake has been made by a member of your staff, take full responsibility and assist the client so that their problem is solved. Settlement. The hard part is the settlement of the complaint, and you will have to do some work here. Since you are going to lose something, the degree of loss is up to you. Most likely you will end up giving away product, treatments, full refunds, or whatever it takes. Try to agree on an equitable solution where hopefully you will still retain that client for life and, most importantly, save on your salon's reputation. The choice is yours. Either you equip your staff with the right salon customer service policy and procedures necessary to handle upset clients, arriving at positive solutions with satisfied clients who are happy to return because of the way that problem was handled, or you wait for that dreaded claim against your salon to arrive in the post. So that's how to deal with genuine customer complaints, which I am putting in the quality control section. And now I'm back to how does your, on a positive note, back to how does your salon stand out from the crowd? And I really keep coming back to this because this is all tied into your unique selling point. Standing out from the crowd is important, and it really is one of the main fundamentals of any marketing and branding strategy. Salon marketing and clever branding reinforces these messages and can create a competitive advantage of your salon business. Salon clients have a lot of choice and you have a lot of competition. If you are running a salon, it is important to send out a very clear message that your salon is here and you are great at what you do. Promote your business from the outside in. Be proud to promote your business by putting a sign outside. Outdoor signage works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, whether you are open or closed, so use it to your full advantage. Make your sign writing match your corporate image and company colours, that is, brochures, web design, business cards, social media, staff uniforms, etc. Remember, less is more and always keep signage simple and easy to read. A good uniform impresses everybody. If your hair, it's probably a good presentation, a good appearance, it may not be a uniform. The better presented you and your staff appears, the more professional your salon will appear. This will instill confidence and security in your clients, encouraging them to use your services more regularly and make the most of packaging. Packaging provides the perfect opportunity for a salon message to be passed on to potential clients. So why not use it to increase your sales? Print your salon logo on your bags, maybe your trading hours, gift suggestions, new products or treatments, and any other message you can think of. And does your business have a memorable name? Having a good business name is a very important factor in standing out from the crowd. If you have limited marketing budget, your name becomes another marketing tool. Choose a name that tells people what you do. So, for example, Mary's Salon, Mary's Advanced Skincare Salon, Mary's Advanced Skincare Salon located in such and such a place. So find out how to name your business. I almost kind of told you there, but again, I'm back to my selling industry book, 30 Days to Beauty Business Success. Please, if you haven't got it, just buy it. It's not that expensive. And just allocate a little bit of time every day to reading it. Having a strong corporate image is very important. Make sure that you are giving your customers the right message and remember at all times, be unique. This could turn out to be a strong competitive advantage in your salon. So thanks for bearing with me. We've been chatting about this for nearly 20 minutes now. I hope you've lots of notes written in your notebook and please convert them into your to-do list. So let's get your quality control right. And hope it wasn't as boring as the name of the topic sounds. My next chapter in this podcast series is one of my favorite topics and something I lecture and talk about quite a lot. Next, we move on to the lovely subject of profit. So have a great day. I hope you've lots of notes there and look forward to entertaining you on the subject of your profit and profitability tomorrow. Thank you. Bye.